Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 145 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing my routine pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Green Bay Packers. So let's get into it. Before we start, though, as always, subscribe to the channel. Hit that red button. For returning subscribers who enjoy the content, hit the little bell icon to get reminders on the latest content that's released. All right, so let's get into it. Packers versus the Jags. I think this is going to be a loss. I'm just going to start off with that. I know it's negative. Hate to be negative, but I'm just going to level set here. I don't think this is going to be a pleasant game to watch. I think the Packers are probably going to run the score up on us. it's going to be bad. I think it's probably going to be a beatdown. And... you know, that's all I could say, really. Embrace the tank, right? Because that's apparently the path we're headed on. Try to get a draft pick. Try to get Justin Fields. Hopefully some other good draft picks. We have a lot of picks in the upcoming draft. And a lot of salary cap as well. Apparently we have like $100 million in projected salary cap. So a lot of dough to work with. And that's a good thing, but I think it's more of my concern is where we prioritize that. Do we prioritize the offensive line? Do we go after a corner and defensive lineman? I'm going to be doing a lot more episodes and content about the upcoming draft and kind of free agency moves and. What areas we address. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, the Packers game, this is going to be rough, man. Aaron Rodgers, with this defense, I think it's just like the Packers are licking their chops right now, I feel like, for this game. I think the secondary has to play a lot better for Jacksonville in order to make this game competitive, because Rodgers is just such a threat back there. He's got a lot of weapons, and he can throw the ball deep. So I think, again, defense has to step up to make this a competitive game. Jake Luton will be starting again for the second time at the quarterback position for Jacksonville. Had a great performance last week. Hopefully he can improve, but I mean, this is a much better football team. And I don't think the defense is going to help him much. So that's going to be rough. But, if the Jaguars can get the running game started with Robinson, give him the ball, take some of the pressure off of Luton. Wide receivers have to get open. Conley and Chark have to have a great game. Tight ends have to get going as well. Eifert and O'Shaughnessy. The offensive line has to play well. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping this is a competitive game and the Jaguars kind of surprise the Packers, but I think this is going to be a rough one. This is going to be a blowout. It's going to be kind of a stinker of a game. And it is what it is, right? But we got to get good draft picks, right? That's apparently the new thing, the new thinking now. I guess we're not going to be able to tank for Trevor, but we're going for Justin Fields. And there's a lot of good analysis right now on Justin Fields. I'm hearing a lot of positive things. So I think, that might be a good route to take. But I think Luton may be a good backup. I think, the jury's still out on whether Minshew is going to return this season and play it out. Could be a quarterback controversy. Of course, I'm wearing his jersey right now. I don't want that to happen, but it might happen. you know, knowing this coaching staff, they've been so unpredictable. Who knows, right? You know, maybe this is just the excuse they need to bench Gardner Minshew. There's been a lot of haters out there trashing Gardner Minshew and saying that his play has been really bad. But hey, guys, I hate to break it to you. He had the broken thumb. So, you know, it's kind of hard to throw a football when you have a broken thumb. And it's going to be an interesting situation, to say the least. I really feel bad for Gardner Minshew. I think he's a tough guy.
Just heart and balls, man. Heart and balls.
Plays with a lot of heart, obviously. And, you know, I think he really wants to win. He's really competitive. I think he's going to be a good player wherever he goes. I think he just needs the right system. I think Jacksonville, I've said it a million times, they can't get out of their own way. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where their direction is. The front office can't seem to get it together. The coaching staff, who knows if these guys are going to be here next season. So there's a lot of things up in the air, and it's a lot of chaos right now in that organization. And if Minshew asked for a trade, I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't blame him. I mean, you know, you got to go to the best organization and where you think you're going to be successful. And, you know, I could see him going somewhere, maybe going to the Patriots, just going to an organization where he's going to be set up for success. I don't think he's going to get that here. I don't think he's going to get that with this coaching staff, unfortunately. I hate to dog them, but I mean, you know, let's call a spade right now. This coaching staff is not lighting the world on fire. And when I say coaching staff, I'm primarily referring to Doug Marrone and Todd Wash. You know, I think they're just, it's kind of the same old, same old. And I don't know if Shad's going to bring them back or not next season. I hope for the sake of the franchise and the organization and the fans that they make a change there, because I think we need one. And it's probably long overdue at this point. The defense is just not—it's not where it was. I mean, it's just regressed so much when you look back to like 2017 and that defense and what we have now. So we definitely have to make an improvement there. Get a new defensive coordinator, and I think we need a good head coach as well. And I'm sure I'll be doing some more episodes in the future about that. But, you know, let me know how you feel about this game. I think, again, could be a blowout. It could be a beatdown. Could be tough to watch. But we will still be doing a live stream of this game on Sunday at 1 p.m. Make sure to tune in. Stop by. We'll have some laughs. We'll have a good time. We'll be doing live reactions and play-by-play of the game. So, you know, stop by YouTube, my YouTube channel. I'll be streaming the game, the play-by-play for the game. And I'll also be doing an audio stream on Podbean, where I host my podcast. And I'll be doing a audio stream on a new app called Relevant App. And I'll be doing what's called a Vibe Stream. And it's this new, really cool app to check out. So check me out there. Download the app and, you know, subscribe to the channel. Leave me a comment. Let me know how you feel about this game. Stop by my Apple podcast as well. Leave me a review. That always helps me. Stay safe. Stay sane. Go Jags. And I'll see you next time. Let me get that J-Y-D coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night. You could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing, eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.